dealing with challenges in a responsive way. Life has many challenges, from aggravating relatives to serious illnesses. One way to think about these is in terms of your core needs for safety, satisfaction, and connection. To handle a problem in a responsive rather than a reactive way, try to call upon the inner strengths and related experiences that can best take care of the core need that is being challenged. Suppose that you are dealing with a person who is being aggressive or threatening toward you, even in subtle ways. This would be someone who is activating the avoiding harm system in your brain, someone around whom you don't feel completely safe. A reactive approach to this person would involve feelings of anxiety, from unease to stark fear, anger, from exasperation to outrage, or numbing. And a reactive approach would involve actions such as fighting, for example, quarreling, fleeing, for example, withdrawal, or freezing, such as getting immobilized. As understandable and common as going red is, it also has costs for you and others. Alternately, imagine a responsive approach to this person. You could start by getting on your own side, having compassion for yourself, and buying yourself time to understand what's going on and to form a plan to handle it. Then you could draw on inner strengths and related experiences in the avoiding harm system. Remind yourself of protections and resources in your life, and call up previous experiences of feeling strong and determined. Double-check your assumptions and thinking, and make sure you are not under or overestimating the threat. Put the threat, whatever it is, in perspective. Exhale and do other relaxing things to feel less tense and to feel cooler, calmer, and more collected. Build up your resources, such as the support of other people. Try to have a sense of allies who are with you. When you do take action, be appropriately cautious, but not cowed or intimidated. Be considered, serious, and sustained, rather than impulsive, self-deprecating, or quick to give up. Imagine the likely results of going green. While this approach is no guarantee of a good outcome, it's usually your best odds strategy for one. You can take a similar approach with conditions that challenge your needs for satisfaction or connection. Listen again to Table 5, Matching Antidote Experiences to Negative Material, in the previous chapter, and see what key experiences and inner strengths could help you stay responsive with any difficult conditions in your life these days. As you activate and draw on these experiences and strengths, you will have an opportunity to take them in again and again, installing them in your brain ever more deeply.